There's a new sound, the newest sound around, the strangest sound that you have ever heard. Not like a wild boar or a jungle lion's roar. It isn't like the cry of any bird. But there's a new sound, it's deep down in the ground, and everyone who listens to it squirms. Because it's new, new sound, so deep down in the ground is the sound that's made by worms.
Yes, the sound of worms. That's what we've got in store for you today, my fellow practitioners of the scientific and semi-ethical arts. Worms, glorious, gut-wrenching subterranean singers of the soil. Not metaphors, not concepts, but literal worms. Now look, originally planned this episode as an in-depth, 90-minute, multi-part exposition on snails. You remember last week and how I got sidetracked. Anyway, I had Soundscapes Mollusk interviews, even a segment called Shell Yeah, the Pentagon's hidden agenda on gastropod warfare. But then, oh ho, guess what showed up in my inbox yesterday? A letter from the Department of Defense, straight from the desk of General Hegseth, stamped in red and wet with bureaucratic sweat. Due to national security interests, I have been officially banned from doing my snail segment. Apparently, the overlap between my research and the classified propulsion mechanisms of certain experimental ground-based laser-guided gastropods was too close for comfort. Their words, not mine. So, months of research flushed down the metaphorical crapper, all thanks to the glorious DOD and their eternal fear of slimy truths. But do I wallow in defeat? Do I abandon the invertebrate cause? Absolutely not. Because, my friends, I have something even better. Top 10 songs about worms that weren't recorded by the clergy. Yes, I know the clergy technically owns the worm music market. And sure, our triple album, Overkill, Worm Opera in 31 Parts, is the high watermark of this genre. But I'm looking beyond that. Deeper, stranger, more slimy. Today we've got funk, we've got folk, we've got post-industrial noise poetry recorded inside an abandoned septic tank. And none of it has the clergy's signature Gregorian grunts. So get comfortable, get wriggly, and prepare your precious ear holes for a very squirmy ride.
Today's episode is brought to you by the Galactic Radio Network, transmitting across the fourth dimension through wormholes, parallel parking spots, and broken drive-through speakers. GRN, the static in your soul.
Since I don't have all day to do one podcast, I'm going to go through to the first five real quick.
Number 10.
Number 10 on the list is a jazz flute solo called Nematode Lament, recorded in the 1993 Earthworm Awareness Fundraiser in Iceland. Unfortunately, it was recorded in SEAKM audio format, and I don't want to open that cam. Never mind. Here you go. Alright, squiggle heads, moving right along to number 9 the list. A classic, Duster Worm, by They Might Be Giants. It's weird, it's catchy. And yes, I know, he's not a real doctor, but he is a real worm. Let's have a taste.
They call me Dr. Worm, Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an
Okay, on to number 8. Do You Like Worms? By the Beach Boys, straight off their infamous, never quite finished Smile album. It's got that Mystical and Sandy vibe, you know, slightly unsettling. But here's the kicker. They never actually sing about worms. Not once.
You should disqualify this track on principle.
You think I should disqualify them on principle? It's easier to just go back and edit a few worms in there.
Oh, I see what you are doing. Being lazy.
Deal with it. Number 7, we go cosmic with Future Folk Space Worms. Folksy banjos, alien permaculture, and some surprisingly accurate space mule biology. I don't know if it's based on real events, but it feels true.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh well, I grew up on my planet farming space worms. Space worms can always be found. Here on Earth, as far as I can discern, there just ain't no space worms around. What can I do? I'm simple farming man, light years away from my home. It's mighty hard to farm this planet's land. Space worms. Well, I grew up on the planet farming space worms. Space worms can always be found. But here on Earth, as far as I can discern, there just ain't no space worms around. On my planet forming space worms. Space worms can always be found. Here on Earth, as far as I can discern, there just ain't no space worms around. It's been strung on, but I refuse to stop. Farming worms is what I was born to do. If you can find me a real good space worm pride, honey, I'll be good to you. Well, I grew up on my planet farming space worms, where space worms can always be found. But here on Earth, as far as I can discern, there just ain't no space worms around. There just ain't no space worms around.
Hondo.
Programming brought to you by the Galactic Radio Network. Because someone, somewhere, somewhen, really needs to hear that tuneless trumpet solo at 3 a.m.
Honorable mention here to Ash Nico, who gave us a chaotic, monster truck-fueled worm banger that was too weird for this list, but too good to ignore. Check it out if you had the slime. Kudos. Number 5 belongs to the absolute legends, the Ohio Players with Funky Worm. Prepare your squishy brains for Moog Worms, grandma voices, and bass lines that could heal your garden for you.
She's here, Mr. Johnson.
Okay, thank you very much. Granny, they're expecting you. You're a little late, so come right this way. Start right in, okay?
What? Say it now.
Yes.
Say it now. Yeah. Me and the Ohio Players gonna tell you about a worm. He's the funkiest worm in the world. Okay, say it, fellas.
There's a worm in the ground. Yes, it is.
That's yeah. Right. That's right.
He is 6 feet down.
Cans of Shaving Powder is the name of my line of DIY dental kits. Buy them right now at Y-Mart. Seriously. DIY dental kits. That's all you guys came up with. Evil Robot Head, remind me to hire some new writers for next week's show. On to number 4. We're getting heavy. It's System of a Down. And a song I like to call Tapeworm. Unfortunately, some marketing gremlin at label thought that was too gross, so they renamed it Needles. Because that's less gross. Anyway, still a banger. Let's dose up.
The stomach pain. cannot deny. All the evil traits and the filling of the crates when you
Number three is a tie, and it's a doozy. Both are reimaginings of the old World War, I trench ditty, the Hearst song. First up, the version from the Midnight Gospel podcast, retitled Bow Down to the Worm. Ethereal, weird, weird vibe as hell, though the lyrics get buried under industrial loops and spiritual malaise.
Much, oh great denizens of the multiverse, for listening to Midnight Gospel.
If you never heard of the Midnight Gospel, you can check it out on Netflix in a shiny, concentrated cartoon format. Definitely worth the trip. No, Harvey Poe's rendition hits different. It's raw. It's grave dirt gritty. No bells, no whistles, just worms. Let's give it a listen. Mm-hmm.
They wrap you up in a big white sheet. From your head down to your feet, they put you in a big black box and cover you up with dirt and rocks. And all goes well for about a week, and then your coffin begins to leak, and the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. The worms play pinochle on your snout. They eat your eyes, they eat your nose, they eat the jelly between your toes. A big green worm with rolling eyes crawls in your stomach and out your eyes. Your stomach turns a slimy green, and pus pours out like whipping cream. You spread it on a slice of bread, and that's what you eat when you're dead. And the worms crawl out, the worms crawl in, the worms that crawl in are lean and thin, the ones that crawl out are fat and stout. Your eyes fall in and your hair falls out, your brain comes tumbling down your snout. And the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, they crawl all over your dirty snout. Your chest caves in and your eyes pop out, and your brain turns to sauerkraut. They invite their friends and their friends too, they all come down to chew on you. And this is what it is to die. I hope you had a nice goodbye. Did you ever think, as a hearse goes by, that you may be the next to die? And your eyes fall out and your teeth decay, and that is the end of a perfect day.
And now, our penultimate pick, the number two spot, goes to Pink Floyd's Waiting for the Worms. A fascist march sung by hallucinated inner demons. 10 out of 10 for existential dread. If this track doesn't make you question your own authority, you're doing it wrong.
Come on.
Would you like to send our colored cousins home again? My friend.
And finally, here we are, number one. Now, full disclosure, I didn't pick this one. My producer, she nuck it into the playlist. I have not listened to it. I don't know what it is. And I'm opening the envelope right now like this is a damn awards show. Drum roll. Okay, our number one worm song is Worms by Jamaican Joe. I've never heard of him. Quick Google search here. Not Jamaican, not Joe. Real name is Kevin from Delaware, and his album art is just a close up of a sandwich. Well, let's roll it anyway. Maybe it's genius, or maybe it's worms all the way down.
Worms in my backyard. 10,000 worms in my backyard. They're the planet's future in my regard. I keep them healthy and well fed. I keep them healthy and well fed. Fed and healthy off the souls of the dead. The worms, they are our friends. I said the worms, they are our friends. But they get us all. They get us all. The worms, they are friends, but they get us all in the end. Cut a worm in half, and it becomes two. I said, if you cut a worm in half, it will become two. But cut a man in half, ha, what does he do? Their food supply is getting low. Do I have to spell it out for you? Their food supply is getting low. With my axe in hand, down the road I go. The worms, they are friends. The worms, they are our friends. But they get us all. The end. What? You want me to do something here? Like play a solo? But it's the end now, and I'm worm food.
Wow, that was a load of worm excrement, a whole tangled heap of it. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode. My fellow diggers of truth and detritus, our outro music today is courtesy the Beastie Boys, a little instrumental called Electric Worm. No lyrics. Which is why I didn't make the countdown. So I had to sneak in it anyway. Until next time, keep wriggling, stay skeptical, and for the love of entropy, don't trust segmented organisms with your children's childcare. Hack out.